AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Kathy Bunch is cleaning up after a tornado tore through Selma, Alabama.
You hear the sirens, and I just told the ladies that work with me, I said, let's get back to the back. And we were in the back, and we were just praying, and I've never heard anything like that before. It was like a freight train coming through the building. You see, it took the roof off. It busted the windows.
She works at a Salvation Army center. Selma got hit hard by a tornado, one of several in Alabama and Georgia. In all, at least 9 people died. On the West Coast, more rain is moving into California. That state has been soaked for the last 2 weeks. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Congress needs to raise the debt ceiling after Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the country is projected to reach its debt limit on Thursday.
There's been a bipartisan cooperation when it comes to lifting the debt ceiling, and that's how it should be. That's how it should continue. It's not and should not be a political football.
With Republicans now in the majority in the House, the debt ceiling debate will almost certainly trigger a political showdown. Donald Trump's company, the Trump Organization, was fined more than $1 million for a scheme in which the former president's top executives dodged personal income taxes on lavish job perks. President Biden and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida held wide-ranging talks at the White House as Japan looks to build security cooperation with allies in a time of provocative Chinese and North Korean military action.
Rather than figuring out how we can work more closely together, the more difficult job would be trying to figure out how and where we disagree.
The school superintendent says administrators at the school in Virginia where a first grader shot his teacher learned the 6-year-old may have had a weapon in his possession before the shooting, but did not find the handgun he brought despite searching the bag. The teacher is in stable condition. The governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, signed into law sweeping reproductive health care legislation to protect people from out of state who want an abortion. This is AP News. Tesla is offering a price break on some of its electric vehicles.
With Tesla's sales slowing and its stock price tumbling, the company's dropped prices nearly 20% on some versions of the Model Y SUV, bringing the price of its performance model down $13,000 to just $57,000. That makes more versions eligible for a $7,500 tax credit through March. Tesla also reduced the base price of the Model 3 by about 6%. But instead of driving investor approval higher, Tesla's stock prices tumbled, with fears the sales slowdown will persist and questions about the behavior of CEO Elon Musk, who's also dealing with Twitter. I'm Jackie Quinn.
His brother says Robbie Knievel, a stunt performer who set records with daredevil motorcycle jumps following his thrill-seeking father, Evel Knievel, has died of cancer in Nevada. He was 60. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.